Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Well, let's go out to the field and check in with Kat Loeb. She has been on the scene there at the Roosevelt Mall.
Yeah, we have made it to the command center at the Macy's here at the Roosevelt Mall, and it's have a slightly better view of the crash scene. The end row house on the street where the plane crashed is just charred. It's just completely burned. The plane apparently was on fire already as it began to crash, and when it hit, a fireball erupted on this street of row houses. It created a massive fire that now appears to be out. There's no more smoke rising from that scene, and in fact a lot of the emergency vehicles are leaving. The hazmat team left, which was a relief. There doesn't seem to be a hazardous materials concern. Councilman Anthony Phillips was just here talking about residents' reaction to it, how they're in a state of shock and trauma. A shelter has been set up at Fells High School for people from this neighborhood who've been displaced. The power is out in that neighborhood, at least. PGW was on the scene. I'm sure they were here to shut the gas off to keep the fire from getting any worse. But for the time being, the massive response remains here in the parking lot of the Roosevelt Mall.
All right, thank you, Pat. That is Pat Loeb reporting live from Northeast Philadelphia.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.